Bourbon virus is a rare tick-borne illness carried by the Lone Star tick, and in April 2026 it turned up in a New York patient for the first time. Researchers at Stony Brook Medicine confirmed the case on Long Island, far from the central states where the earlier cases appeared. There is no vaccine for it, no antiviral that treats it, and no test your doctor can order from a commercial lab. That reads worse than it plays. The illness stays rare. What it asks of you is small: a 2-minute repellent routine, a 5-minute tick check, and one sentence at a doctor's appointment. If you follow news like this because you would rather hear it early than late, the useful part is not the virus itself. It is the misdiagnosis that came first, and what that should change about how you describe a tick bite. What bourbon virus does? The illness opens the way most tick-borne infections do. Fever and fatigue arrive first, and then you may see some mix of the following: headache and body aches that rest does not settle. A spotted rash in some patients, though not all. Nausea and vomiting in many of the documented cases. Low white blood cell counts, the cells that fight infection. Low platelet counts, the cells that help blood clot. The last two show up in blood work rather than in how you feel. They are also why a mild-sounding case can turn serious. Most people who catch a tick-borne illness recover without drama. Some patients with this one have been hospitalized, and deaths have been recorded since 2014. Treat a fever that follows a tick bite as something to report rather than something to wait out. Why antibiotics do not touch IT? Lyme disease is bacterial, so doxycycline clears it. Bourbon virus is viral, so doxycycline does nothing at all. That distinction carries more weight than it sounds like, because doxycycline is the standard opening move when someone walks in with a fever and a recent tick bite. A course that fails is not a dead end. Treat it as information, and go back to your doctor with the tick bite front and center. No vaccine exists either, and no antiviral drug. Care is supportive: fluids, fever control, and pain relief. Hospital monitoring gets added when a case calls for it. Thin as that sounds, how early someone gets seen still moves the outcome more than anything you can buy. The Long Island case. Researchers at Stony Brook Medicine went back through stored blood samples from 107 patients. Each had come in between 2019 and 2024 with a fever and symptoms pointing at a tick. Two of those samples carried neutralizing antibodies. One showed antibody levels climbing eightfold inside 30 days, which marks a recent infection rather than an old one. Treated for Lyme, then reconsidered. The patient was hospitalized, and the first working diagnosis was Lyme disease. Doxycycline followed, which was exactly the right call on the information available. No improvement came. Bourbon virus only surfaced later, once the stored sample was finally tested for it. Nothing in that sequence was a mistake, but it does show you where the useful lever sits. Why the case count stays low? No commercial lab runs a test for this one. Samples in New York route to the State Department of Health, and confirmation depends on a clinician thinking to ask. Any infectious disease without a routine test stays undercounted. Symptoms overlap with ehrlichiosis, anaplasmosis, and Lyme disease. All three are far more common, which is why you gain by naming the tick bite instead of waiting for a test to suggest it. As of this writing, confirmed cases nationally still number in the single digits. Researchers expect that number to climb as testing widens rather than because the virus is spreading fast. Read any case count you see as a floor rather than a ceiling. The tick that carries IT. The Lone Star tick does not wait to be brushed against. It moves toward people, which is unusual among ticks and explains why encounters repeat in the same yards year after year. The adult female wears a single white dot on her back. That dot separates her from a deer tick or a dog tick at a glance. Learn that one marking and you will recognize most of what you pull off a pant leg in summer. Where IT lives and why that keeps changing. The CDC places established Lone Star tick populations across the Northeast, the South, and the Midwest. That range has widened for decades. Deer recovered from near collapse and carry adult ticks with them. Farmland went back to woods across much of the East, which suits this tick better than open field. Milder winters stretch the season in which nymphs stay active. The New World Screwworm, https://www.prepper.life/post/the-screwworm returns to Texas. What preppers should know? Push north into Texas on a similar timeline. Plan on the range being wider next summer than it is this one. What else the same tick carries? Ehrlichiosis, a bacterial infection that doxycycline does treat. Tularemia, rare but serious, and treatable with antibiotics. Heartland virus, which like bourbon virus has no vaccine and no antiviral. Starry, a rash illness that mimics early Lyme disease. Alpha-gal syndrome, an allergy to red meat triggered by the bite itself. Alpha Gal and the Meat You Stop Eating. Alpha Gal is the one that follows you home. A Lone Star tick bite can introduce a sugar of that name into the body. The immune system then starts treating that sugar as a threat. That same sugar occurs naturally in beef, pork, and lamb, so those meats start causing reactions for you. What follows a meal is a real allergic reaction, hives, stomach cramps, and vomiting. In serious cases, it becomes anaphylaxis, which closes the airway and needs an epinephrine injection and an ambulance. The reaction arrives 3 to 6 hours after eating rather than minutes, so people often blame the wrong meal or a stomach bug for months before anyone names it. A blood test confirms it. There is no treatment that clears it, though antibody levels do fade for some people over years without further bites. That reaches the pantry too. Only the person diagnosed has to avoid the meat. But anyone stocking up in bulk buys months of the same few proteins at once, so a case of canned beef becomes dead weight for them. Split your protein between meat and other sources such as fish, poultry, or beans. A diagnosis then costs you one shelf instead of the whole plan. Preventing bourbon virus starts at the bite. With no vaccine and no drug, everything useful happens before a tick attaches or shortly after. You control all three levers: repellent, a tick check, and a clear account at the doctor's office. Keeping ticks off. Permethrin goes on fabric and gear, never on skin. Treat boots and pant legs, then let everything dry before you wear it. One treatment survives several washes. On exposed skin, use a repellent registered with the EPA, DEET, Picaridin, and oil of lemon eucalyptus all work. The difference between them comes down to how long they last and how they feel on you. Light-colored clothing makes a crawling tick visible while it is still crawling. Tucking pant legs into socks looks ridiculous and works anyway. Most of this doubles as mosquito risks and prevention, which peaks in the same months. When you come inside, run your clothes through a hot dryer for 10 minutes, because heat kills ticks that a wash cycle survives. Dogs pick ticks up on the same walks and carry them indoors. The flea and tick medication covered in preparedness for your canine companion protects the whole household, not just the dog. Making the yard less welcoming. Most bites happen close to home rather than deep in the woods. Ticks need shade and moisture, so they gather where a yard stops being tended. Leaf litter, tall grass, and an unkempt brush line all qualify. Walk your own edges once and you will see where they are. If woods run along your property line, lay 3 feet of wood chips or gravel between the trees and the grass. Ticks cross that dry strip poorly. Keep the grass short through summer, rake leaf litter out of the border beds, and stack wood piles in the sun where mice avoid nesting. If your only exposure is a mowed suburban yard with no tree line, most of that work is already done. Put the effort into the tick check instead. Checking and removing. Do a full check within a couple of hours of coming inside. Ticks settle where skin is thin and warm. Check the scalp and hairline first, then behind the ears and under the arms. Finish at the waistband, the groin, and the backs of the knees. A shower right afterward puts you in front of a mirror and rinses off anything not yet attached. Remove an attached tick with fine-tip tweezers. Grip it as close to the skin as you can and pull straight out with steady pressure. If the mouth parts stay behind, lift them out when that is easy, and leave them alone when it is not. Clean the bite with soap and water. Keep the tick in a sealed bag rather than the trash, because identification helps your doctor later. When to call a doctor? Fever, severe headache, or an expanding rash in the weeks after a bite all justify a call. Bourbon virus symptoms tend to appear within a week or two, though that window varies. Tell the doctor about the tick bite, and give the date if you have it. This is not a diagnosis anyone makes at home, and nobody expects that of you. What you can offer is the pair of facts that reshapes a shortlist: you were bitten, and roughly when. If a first round of antibiotics does not help, tell your doctor rather than waiting it out. Bourbon virus is rare and will probably stay rare. The Lone Star tick is not rare at all, and its range keeps widening into places that had none of it 20 years ago. That gap is where the useful work sits. No vaccine exists for this one, but you can make yourself a poor target and a well-informed patient, which covers nearly everything inside your control. Put permethrin on the clothes you wear outside. Check yourself when you come in. If a fever follows a bite, tell your doctor about the bite. Be prepared, not scared.